This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss to finish the ball game and cap off a three-game series sweep in the Emerald City.
You know, tip your cap to the offense right there. I gave up the momentum in the fifth, and we immediately got it back in the sixth, and I was able to go out and kind of use that momentum and, you know, just go out and do everything I can to have a shutdown inning.
I'm not too big on, resorting to the past because obviously it's a lot of new faces. But, yeah, it's kind of similar in that sense. But I feel like all the guys are just getting comfortable in these situations and we're starting to pull through in them.
Yeah, it was a great weekend, or I guess a great three games for us. Guys played well, pitching was lights out, and hitters came through big.
Athletes looked really good here for a while. We keep talking about it. Go back to Anaheim series, minus a couple games against the White Sox. So he's really trending in the direction that we saw today. Gunner, to me, right now, Gunner is playing of the Gold Glove variety shortstop for me. He's been really good since the first couple weeks of when he came back.
That's Tony Manzalino, Orioles interim skipper, talking about Adley Rutschman's recent hot streak with the bat. Gunnar Henderson making those spectacular plays defensively at shortstop as the Orioles finish off Seattle Mariners yesterday. I don't want to say dramatic fashion, but come from behind fashion, 4-3. And I'm just going to repeat something I've been saying all along. Leave Adley in the two hole.
You've been saying that all along?
Exactly. 7 hits, 2 homers, 3 games. And that 2-run jack was huge because I was kind of mother bleeping old Kerstad after the misplay of Raleigh's home run got over and, you know, was in the stands. Maybe a more skilled right fielder could have got a glove on it, but now we're reaching, asking for things. But the double before that, it was like, well, we like Lupus from Bad News Bears. And I'm gonna get into it. I don't want to digress too much, but real quick, I don't get too mad at Kerstad because he's a bad outfielder. Now, you can because he's an outfielder by trade. And he was drafted number 2 overall. And he has been hitting better as of late. I'm mad that Tyler O'Neill's not in right field because that's who they signed to play right field. And he's been on the IL 3 times. And if you want to dig deeper, Anthony Santander, if they would have offered him 3 years at $60 million last February of 24, he'd probably be in right field. Now, he's hurt now on the IL with a shoulder in Toronto. O'Neill's been hurt multiple times for Baltimore. So I'm not trying to fully absolve Heston Kerstad because Kowser's been out. Now he's back, of course, but he's been out since the first series. O'Neill's been hurt multiple times. He's getting opportunities to play. And defensively, not making the most of it. If anything, he looks almost inept. He'll make the little sliding thing here or there. But for the most part, tracking a fly ball does not appear to be in his DNA. But again, not to belabor that point, we'll get to it. But for Rutschman to hit that two-run bomb off of Wu, who's a great pitcher, that Brian Wu can deal. Wu! Deal it. The power sinker, the 90-plus. He was hitting 98, 99 on the gun. For Adley to take him yard. And Adley, well, he had the broken bat single for the first hit. And then everything else was hard contact. And the home run was impressive. And then for Gunner to come back and follow him up with one. And then the bullpen was outstanding. Eplin gave up the mistake to Raleigh, who leads the majors in home runs, by the way. But the bullpen was outstanding. And Brian Baker to come in and gave up a hit, did not seem phased, was not staggered by the moment. Because Bautista, you knew he wasn't going. He pitched back-to-back days. And he's not in a three-day-in-a-row situation. He won't be. He's probably not even going to be in four-out save situations this year. So Baker was great. Defense was on point for the most part.
Yeah.
Hey, sweep a series over a team that was in first place when you went in there.
Yeah.
But Adley Rutschman, who's been feeling the heat from the Bobster and a lot of others, this hasn't been a two-month slump. This has been a almost calendar year slump. Going back to last July, maybe, just maybe. And I predicted last week that Gunner's going to have a monster June, and I still believe that. Another quality start, by the way. Let's not forget that from Zach Eplin. Certainly don't want to dismiss what he accomplished yesterday. He won the matchup against a guy that might be on the All-Star team this year, and Brian Wu. But Adley Rutschman, guys, Nolan, we'll start with you. Didn't bury him. I was very unhappy with him, probably unhappy with himself. And we've talked many times about, why are you batting second, going 0 for 5 with 3 Ks? Well, he showed us in Seattle, and hopefully carries over to Sacramento tonight against the A's, why he was number 1-1, why he's been an All-Star twice, and why we anticipated that he would be back on the horse in a positive way. So maybe May, or June, early June stats are, you know, early June stats, it's only the 6th, but is that a sign of the rest of the season? Or is it just, okay. And Seattle's got really good pitching, by the way. Let's not throw that out the window either.
Yeah, I just hope it's real. You know, one series here, he was great. You get 7 hits in a series. That's awesome. 2 big homers. Can't say enough great things about the series you just had. And maybe he liked being closer to home. Pacific Northwest, probably some family in attendance. Maybe that's what did it for him. That's where he was in the home run derby a couple years ago. Maybe he's just comfortable there. I don't know. But we'll see if it's real this weekend. Maybe he saw, hey, Jordan Westberg's on the way back. Right-handed bat. Could probably take my spot at number 2 if I don't turn this around. I don't know, but I'm just glad it's happening. And at this point, after 6 straight wins, 2 sweeps in a row, overall good baseball for a couple weeks, I fully bought back in. I'm not going to make a proclamation about playoffs or anything like that, but I'm all in again because we've been starved. Second half of last year was a terrible finish in the playoffs. First half of this year, it looked like the window was closing. It looked like disaster was imminent. We've been starved of that quality Orioles baseball that we fell in love with. The magic of 23, end of 22, even the start of 24. I think it's back. And I don't care if they break my heart in the next couple of days. I'm all in.
You know, the thing with Rutschman, like listening to Bordy yesterday, what Bordy's big thing was, you know, between the ears, the confidence. And I think with Rutschman, now that he's got some confidence, and let's hope that he can stack some more, because he's, you know, he's feeling good. I mean, that ball is probably a lot bigger than it's ever
been. And he's
been.
Using all fields, too.
Yeah.
And look, this guy's, there's a reason. He was the Golden Spikes Award winner when he was in college. Which is the college player. It's the Heisman Trophy Award for college baseball. And that was his junior year. That wasn't even the year that the Orioles drafted him. He won a College World Series. The Orioles have done nothing but win for the most part since he's been here. So, yeah, there were panic buttons being pushed. It's like my keyboard in front of me and my PC here at the staff. I'm pressing every panic button on this thing, worried about Adley Rutschman, because after a great spring and then after a big opening day, he flatlined for a long period of time, and he looks slow. He's swinging at balls. Fastballs are kind of eating him up. Can't hit lefties. But this, for this glorious 3-day stretch against one of the best pitching staffs in baseball. And yesterday in particular against one of the best starting pitchers, he raked. So good for him. But Gunnar, I see an explosion from Gunnar Henderson here in the month of June. And we're not, Nolan, you talk about hyperbole or whatever. Talk about we're back, this, that, and the other. I still think O'Hearn's the all-star. Holiday's kind of up against it here his last few games. But maybe Gunnar can catch on fire. And if the Orioles start to get in a position where they're ahead late in games, maybe the Mountain starts to stack some saves here. So who knows? They're still 11 games under 500, taking on an A's team that finally broke a 9-game losing streak last night. But you sweep Seattle, you better take 2 out of 3 against these guys. Yeah. Sweep be great, but you got to win this series, and I think we'd all be happy when they resume on Tuesday at Camden Yards.
Hey, Bob, the one thing, like when I saw the lineup yesterday, if I'm Eflin, I'm saying, are you serious? You know, you're putting bad new bears out there in center field and right field. You know, I mean, come on. You know, that's what I was thinking. But the thing is, I give Masolino credit. I mean, he don't mess around, Bob. When that game's tight, he's putting defensive replacements in.
Moo Man and Adams were out there seventh inning?
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah.
And that's the right call.
No doubt.
Mean, yeah, and we've seen, I mean, Hyde would do that in years past when McKenna was here. He was always a popular late inning replacement if you needed one. So, I mean, it only makes sense. But as far as Gunnar, I mean, look, it's the same thing as Adley. I hope it's real. I hope this is legit. I mean, those are supposed to be your top two stars. Them going back to back, changing the game in an instant. That's the kind of winning baseball that this team displayed when they were at their best a couple years ago. And you talk about hyperbole. Well, I think Tony Mansolino might have been feeling himself a little bit after the game. Talking about Gunnar, said he's a couple weeks away from being in the MVP conversation.
Well, that's a pump the brakes big time.
Well, he was the infield coach.
We're feeling it. We're feeling it right now. 6 wins in a row. You'll do crazy things.
That's more delusional than hyperbole. Hey. I mean, that's it. Come on, dude. What are you talking about?
He's on a roll. Don't stop him.
Hey, as long as they're winning, let's do it. He's got a winning record now as the Orioles skipper. So,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're along for the ride. We don't need Bobby Knight press conferences. We need wins on the field.
You know what I did see, which was kind of cool that I hadn't seen before, you know, with Hyder there, is like Holiday's in the on deck, you know, and he's over there BSing with Masolino and he's laughing and stuff, you know.
It's easy to do that when you're winning. They're losing 5-0 over there laughing, and we got a different story going on here. But the Orioles sweep the Seattle Mariners, knocked them out of first place in the process. You win again. Are they back? They got it. Let's get to this series through the A's, and then we'll get back home, and we'll see how they're trending. But certainly much more enjoyable to talk about. 6 in a row, 9 of 11.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.